This oral history compilation was recorded and edited by Frank Hymans from original interviews with 23 persons involved in pavement stabilisation and recycling. The project was commissioned by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority's Environment Branch and was completed in 2004. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent, in whole or in part, the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority.
I think stabilisation probably started off with the first man who stepped outside his cave and went ankle deep into sludge, so he decided to do something with it. So he probably found some ash under the pot that he was cooking his dinner in and threw it outside and found that it made it harder. So that's what he did from that day. I think it's part of evolution. It's what man wanted as durability.
Stabilisation is improvement of a material performance by addition of an additive. It's a generic name that covers an enormous range of activities.
Stabilisation is taking a civil material like soil or a pavement, which wasn't quite suitable for traffic under all weather conditions, at adding materials to it which were commonly known as binders or modifiers to change the physical properties completely, usually from something that doesn't bind together or is pushed apart readily or is deformed because it is plastic into something that has a structure and has cohesiveness and has some integral strength. So it was basically making something that was unusable in some instances into usable in all instances.
Phil Walter is currently manager, Flexible Pavements, at the RTA Pavements branch.
Well, stabilisation goes back to the early Roman times when the Romans found that if they used crushed seashells and sand, which they found to be pozzolanic coming out of Mount Vesuvius volcano, they were able to form a cementitious product.
George Vorobiev is Executive Director of the Australian Stabilisation Industry Association, commonly known as OSTAB.
It appears that the little documentation written on the history of stabilisation tends to steer you into an area called soil cement stabilisation. And the United Kingdom and United States, and in fact Germany just before World War II, were somewhat leaders in this area. And if you look back at the literature in the US, it seems that the first projects on record in the United States involving the soil and cement process were built in 1922 in Iowa and South Dakota. And a lot of people, I suspect, considered it as an El Cheapo process and almost was dismissive of a technology worthy of documenting.
When stabilisation was first introduced to Australia, it took an unusual direction.
Through the 1920s, 1930s, some of the stabilisation early works were done with wool from sheep. They used that to stabilise pavements. Where they had pavements which were failing through very weak, boggy conditions, just the wool from the sheep was enough to form a mat with soil added to the top of it, and that actually provided a tensile layer. But bear in mind, in those days too, there were a lot of sheep around and wool wasn't all that expensive, so the farmers didn't mind sacrificing some of the poorer quality wool.